This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
This. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Hour 2. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to SOL Live. You can watch us. You can actually jump on a Rumble Rant, they're called. It's the same thing as a live chat over on YouTube. If not, that's cool. I'll narrate if I need to narrate. But I want to get back to this right away again. Again, lots of interaction, correspondence going on right now. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Let's get back to the Bojo clown is the headline, okay? Jesus wants you to get the jab. And I want to just bring it line upon line. And then we're going to get down to what is happening in Washington, D.C. concerning all of those anti-vaxxers and anti-Nazis. Because the information that I'm going to give to you, it's no surprise to me. I've highlighted the Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky. He is just a pathetic excuse for a man. His name is Mitch McConnell. Do you guys know that he's Mr. Anti-Drug? But do you know that his family's in-laws, the Ping Mei, their ship, they were busted trafficking 90 pounds of cocaine? That was the one time they were caught. We've had others that are anti-gun, and then we find out that they're gun running in San Francisco. Oh, folks, I can go through all of this. A lot of these anti, you're going to find that they're pro because they're trying to sell you that they're the good guy standing up. But again, the Lord tells us in 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15 to judge them by their fruits. Matthew 7, 16 as well. That is one thing I need to keep out there in the face of the people. Judge them by their fruit, not by what they say. Okay? I want to show you the fruit of this pandemic once again. I'm going to go back to this guy. He is Boris Johnson. And I just want to make the point again, friends. They have international trials that are beginning against the globalist. He is one that is named as a perpetrator, Boris Johnson. And I want to go back over to the video and I want you to listen to what he has to say. And then I'm going to go ahead and show you the fruit of what these globalists are trying to establish, okay? And it's all about love and about what Jesus would do. But I want to show you the methods that they're using in response to those that don't go along with it, okay? So let's go for it. Again, this is Boris Johnson. And watch him. He's a sick joker. He really is. Let's watch this guy.
For ourselves, but for friends and family and everyone we meet. And that, after all, is the teaching of Jesus Christ.
You know what's scary about these people? I'm sorry to break it off. You know what's scary about them? Is they actually believe that people believe what they say. And it shows you how deceived they are. Really is what it comes down to.
Birth is at the heart of this enormous festival. And though the time for buying presents is theoretically running out, there is still a wonderful thing you can give your family and the whole country.
Watch this.
And that is to get that jab. To get that jab.
To get that jab.
Whether it's your first or your second or your booster.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of when Bill Gates did that concerning children. He kind of made the motion to get the jab by force. And that's exactly what this clown
jab
was doing, this criminal was doing, because, again, that's exactly what he is. I want to bring you over to a pharmacist. Many people have probably seen this and heard this, but what it is it's a woman going into a pharmacy, and she begins to ask some questions. I want you to listen to what the pharmacist has to say about what's going on here, okay? Again, I want you to see it, and I want you to hear it for yourselves as to what is taking place. Again, this is information that the mainstream media means to withhold from you, but it, we mean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com for you to decide as to what really is going on. Check this out.
That's from the Moderna vaccine.
Okay, Moderna. Is it the same for Pfizer and all of the others?
Each brand is a little different.
Okay. So
the man is the pharmacist.
To look at all of the safety studies, placebo safety studies on this?
Because the one...
Okay, so she's asking to see the safety studies, right? She wants to have an understanding of what it may be that she'll put into her body through the vaccinations. And it's giving her knowledge of, exactly what's contained inside of those said vaccines. And what they're leading up to right now is the pharmacist is going to pull out a piece of paper that's supposed to show the person that gets the shot exactly what's inside of it. And what happens is when he unfolds it, here, I'll let you check it out, but look what happens when he unfolds it.
Because
I'll narrate.
The one that we give, because the one that's given to patients doesn't contain that information. So that
one that's given to patients isn't given the information that the woman is asking concerning the Moderna vaccination. How does that make sense?
Which one are they giving if it's not this one?
No, that's the one. That is the one we are giving.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the package insert given to patients isn't the full information.
So it's not from the manufacturer themselves.
That is from the manufacturer, but it's truncated. That's
okay.
The full thing.
Truncated.
So why is it intentionally in blank if it's all the safety studies?
They're inside.
Okay, so the pharmacist grabs the piece of paper from the woman, and she says, "Well, why is it intentionally?" Now, I'm not going to say the next words here, but look as to what she's having a problem with.
Okay.
He pulls out the paper outside of the front little page. It opens up and there's absolutely nothing on the paper. And so guess what he does? He takes it behind one of the cubicles and he tries to throw it away. I don't know that he knows that he's being filmed here, friends, but he tries to throw it away because once he opens it up, there's absolutely nothing on the paper. So the pharmaceutical companies aren't even giving you information, okay, giving you knowledge. Or informed, making you informed or causing you to be informed before you consent to the shot. Look at this.
No, it's okay. It's
now
okay.
Listen to what he says. He begins to backtrack here.
My question is, how is it informed consent when all of the safety studies, placebo safety studies, are not listed from the manufacturer?
Exactly. How is it informed consent when it doesn't even give us the information? That's right, friends.
That's a great question. I would talk to CVS about that.
Okay. So if we don't know what we're injecting into ourselves, I don't understand how that's informed consent.
You're exactly right.
Okay.
And you're exactly right.
Yeah.
And you are correct. I should not be giving these vaccines at all.
I should not be giving these vaccines at all, said the pharmacist, because he's causing him to come to a reality that his conscience apparently has already made him aware of that he is not living out quite yet. But now he's being called out on the carpet, and now he's making the right choice and at least saying the right things. But is he doing the right things? I'm going to play the rest of this when we get back. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Merry Christmas, folks. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean here. We are highlighting how you're being lied to in this country through the mainstream media, and they must, our resolve is, they must lawfully be held accountable and held liable for their crimes against humanity. And I believe that's beginning to become the backlash coming from the American people, more so from foreigners than even the Americans right now, but hopefully it's going to catch on. We're beginning to see what it looks like when a politician is put in a corner as to how they lash out when they are being found out. And that's exactly what's happening. Luke 12:2 tells us, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. One more time, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. We're highlighting, even now, a video on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Click onto the little arrow. We're highlighting a pharmacist being asked questions by a woman concerning the vaccinations. Well, it started out with Moderna, and he kind of gave her some answer to just kind of, you know, push her aside and get back to work. And she kept pushing forward in more questions, in more questions. And she even gave them the Moderna vaccine little packet they put in there. So it gives you informed consent as to what you may put in your body. Well, the pharmacist grabs the piece of paper and opens it and suspects that there's going to be tons of ingredients on this big sheet of paper. There was absolutely nothing on the paper concerning informed consent, okay? Then he all of a sudden comes back and tells her that he shouldn't even be giving these vaccines out, okay? So let's pick it up from there and let's see what he has to say. And yes, one of the social media platforms comments was, looks like he got his hand caught in the cookie jar. That's exactly what it looks like. That is exactly what it looks like. Check this out.
I've got to get online and find it.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I already know that it's intentionally. Like, my last question is, how is it informed consent when all of the safety studies, placebo safety studies, are not listed from the manufacturer?
That's a great question. I would talk to CVS about that.
Okay. So if we don't know what we're injecting into ourselves, I don't understand how that's informed consent.
That you're exactly right.
Okay.
And you're exactly right.
Yeah.
And you are correct. I should not be giving these vaccines at all.
This is a pharmacist.
Okay.
He shouldn't be giving them out.
Because I am told to, and that's how. Because I am told to, and I am.
So he's now saying, after the woman asked him, well, you just said that you shouldn't be giving out these vaccinations, as they call them, right? And he says, you're right, I shouldn't be giving them out. And then she says, well, why are you giving them out? He said, I'm doing what I'm told. I'm doing what I'm told. See, this is what happens to an ignorant people. They destroy themselves and others, all for the sake of their love of money. And what does the Bible say about the love of money? Is the root of all evil. So instead of doing their due diligence because they love the truth that makes men free, nope, that comes secondary to the money that they make, regardless if they are destroying their brothers and sisters. And that's called hate in Scripture, friends. Let's go on here.
I understand.
And everything I have shown, including the patients that I have given it to, it is safe.
It is safe and effective. Of what studies are you going by that states that it's safe and effective?
She's great. Okay, so did you hear that, friends? He said, you know, the vaccinations that we've... He's going back and forth, okay? He's nervous. He is, in fact, like a little kid. He's acting as if he got his hand caught in the cookie jar. Okay, he first tells us that he shouldn't be doing it. Then he tells us he's doing it because he's told to do it. Then he says the vaccines that we're giving out, they're safe. And then she said, well, can you show me those tests that prove that they're safe? And then all of a sudden he recoils again, not knowing what to say. This is what the people in this country are putting up with, friends.
I know, and I'm sorry, but...
But you can't answer, so I understand that.
I unfortunately cannot answer that,
okay.
And I feel... And right now, I'm feeling totally inadequate as a...
He says, I'm feeling totally inadequate as a pharmacist. Well, you should feel inadequate, because you are. Now, folks, this is a far cry from what we're being told to the mainstream media. Concerning this pandemic, every single break that we listen to here is nothing short of propaganda. It's all propaganda. All, you know, the hospitals are filled. Baloney. Talk to a doctor. The doctors and the nurses, they're short-staffed. Yes, because they quit. The rest of them quit. They're short on beds. Yes, because nobody's there to man them. They're not telling you the whole story, friends. That's what they're known for. That's called lying. Okay? But they want you to believe it, something different than what they're saying. That's called propaganda. And that's what they're doing here. You know, we just heard from Boris Johnson... as to how we need to go out there and get jabbed. But what happens if a man in Australia goes out to walk his dog without a mask on? It has nothing to do with the virus, friends. It has everything to do with giving control over to a tyrannical system on a global order, period. Well, again, I want you to see this. I want you to hear this. This is a man in Australia that simply took his dog for a walk and didn't have a mask on his face. By the way, keep in mind, the manufacturers have already told us the masks don't work. Check this out. There's really the audio. Really, it's really irrelevant, the audio. The video showing a bunch of agents of the state in Australia harassing a man walking his dog without a mask. And these agents of the state must lawfully be removed because they are no longer there to serve the people. They are now serving the tyrants. This is why that you are having, friends, international trials concerning those that are responsible for this. But every one of these said police officers in Australia must be held liable, too, for the consequences of enforcing that which is unconstitutional. By the way it's breaking right now on the video, that's the video itself. Don't think it's your online stream, because it's not. This is insane. Well, I can just hear someone say, well, Bradley, that's Australia. Really? Just Australia. Really? I showed you over the last week, for those that were paying attention, as to what happened in that of New York. Okay? I showed you at an Applebee's where there was 30 of them, protesters, that sat down and wanted to get something to eat. And because they didn't have a vaccine passport, can one of these individuals that are enforcing these vaccine passports, can you show me in the Constitution where you receive those delegated authorities from we the people to attack us? See, it's just this simple. Let me go over and show you what happened recently, just recently. Again, this is all brand new, and it is a video of an individual, an Army veteran, swarmed by cops and arrested and jailed over ordering food without a vaccine passport. In America. In America, friends. I didn't say Australia. I said in America. And I want you to see it for yourselves once again. Check this out. This is a veteran. I got to keep it down because I don't want him swearing on live radio. This is a guy that went in to get something to eat. And here comes the little social justice warriors coming in forcing that which is completely unconstitutional. These, friends, let me make it clear. These are called agents of the state. They are not police officers who are upholding the Constitution. They are, in fact, violating the U.S. Constitution, just like the ones that they are now working for. The law is not on their side. And Americans, when you figure this out, you're going to remain a free people. But rest assured, you're going to have to fight these off lawfully to bring about that reformation. Every one of these said agents of the state should be thrown in jail and held liable for their crimes against this Army veteran. It should sicken everybody that's watching this and hearing this to the core. Folks, there must be 8, 10, 12 cops in here enforcing unconstitutional orders concerning, where's your vaccine passport? This is New York. But I'm here to tell you that it is backfiring. And we praise God for people that are actually standing up and doing something about what's going on here. I want to add insult to injury just one more time, and I want you to see this. This is in New York as well, and this is the New York Nazis. They call themselves cops, stomping on an American flag while depriving unvaxxed from eating. Check this out. This is in New York as well. Look at they're doing it. Look at this agent of the state is doing concerning the American flag. She steps on it, and then she rubs it into the ground. Does that sound like somebody that's upholding the Constitution? I didn't think so, friends. I didn't think so. Why, free people, are you tolerating this? I'm going to show you on the other side. A lot of good folks. Remember how I say there's cruelty swelling our ranks? Oh, folks, it wasn't one or two or three or four or five or ten. Oh, just hang on a second. I'll show you on the other side. It's backfiring big time. Amen.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
And a Merry Christmas morning. Here's something that doesn't happen every Christmas.
Decollage, liftoff from a tropical rainforest to the edge of time itself. James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe.
That as the world's largest space telescope blasted off from Europe's spaceport in French Guiana, the James Webb Space Telescope's mission, explore the universe for exoplanets and study their atmospheres. NASA scientists are expecting that that telescope could potentially uncover evidence of life outside Earth. This Christmas morning launch was live streamed on NASA's website and its TV channel. Travelers not planning to go as far as space are running into a lot of flight delays and cancellations this Christmas Day. FlightAware says U.S. airlines have canceled or delayed over 2,100 flights today. A lot of it's weather-related. This is USA Radio News. In Los Angeles, the county coroner's identified the teenage girl accidentally shot and killed by police in the dressing room of a Burlington store. 14-year-old Valentina Peralta died after those LAPD officers opened fire on an assault suspect and a stray bullet went through the wall of the dressing room she was in. They're reporting the girl was with her mother and trying on dresses for a celebration when she was shot. The suspect was also shot and killed. California authorities say a surfer has been killed by a shark. The Morro Bay Harbor Department posting a notice Friday morning saying the male victim was found unresponsive on the beach after suffering from what appears to have been a shark attack. The victim pronounced dead at the scene. His identity has not been released. Spider-Man No Way Home is now the biggest movie worldwide of the entire year of 2021. This latest entry into the superhero franchise set to cross the $1 billion mark today. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey folks, really quick, I just wanted to say this. If you're trying to figure out why Spider-Man is the number one movie of 2021, because it's the only movie that's been released in 2021. You know, I mean, if it was about the money, you would have thought somebody in Hollywood would have promoted a great Christmas movie. Because, I mean, for as bad as they're doing on R-rated movies, and as good as they're doing on G-rated films, you'd think they'd be kicking out a lot more G-rated films, but they're not doing that at all. See, because it's not about the money. It's about demoralizing the people, because the more I can demoralize you, the more I can control you, and that is their end aim. That's their objective, okay? And I could go into that whole diatribe for a little bit here, too, but I want to get back to the topic. I was just highlighting the fact that in New York, we have a Nazi, and this is a Nazi. And by the way, I want to say this, too, to those people that are on social media platforms leaving comments. Cops aren't your friends. No, that's not true. That's like for any other organization, the CIA, the FBI, whatever the case might be. You need to keep in mind, they are unconstitutional, by the way, for the record. But going back to these agencies, that's a 10% ratio of the bad apples that are in those agencies. And it's the same thing with the police. Now, I've got a lot of friends that are police officers. I have a lot of friends that are military. Matter of fact, I've been getting Merry Christmases from people during this whole show, about 70-some already at this point. But one of them was a military cop. He's also a chaplain in the Marines out there in California. And I've got a lot of friends that are state troopers in the GIST, in sheriffs. Folks, they're great guys. And I'm talking about the good cops, the 90 percentile. I've got another friend out in Wisconsin who's a police officer. He's a great guy. They listen to the radio show every day, friends. They know the word. They know the Constitution. So don't sit there and lump the bad ones in with the good ones. Again, there you go, doing it to yourself. 10%, not 90% are bad. 90% are good. It's the 10% that need to be dealt with. Jesus told us, and that, by the way, that's a reflection of we the people, too, if we tolerate bad cops, okay, and the agencies themselves. But Jesus said to leave in the lump, or to purge the lump, that it may be a holy lump. So if we're going to complain about it, let's stand up and do something about it and purge the lump the way that the Lord commanded us in doing so, for our own good. But what I want to do is I want to show you some bad cops, and I want to say this, they're not cops. And you need to make distinction between police officers and agents of the state, okay? And when you look at a police officer, he swore to uphold the enumerated laws, just like a politician, just like those in the military, so on and so forth. But this is not what they're doing. And what makes distinction here is the fact that they're acting on the behalf of those that are assuming authority that's never been given unto them. Despots, tyrants, the list goes on, okay? And what you're seeing here is agents of the state, and I want to say this to the agents of the state, you are in fact playing a dangerous game because you're only going to oppress the people for so long, and then I'm going to show you that on the other side of this video once again. Check this out. This is where one of the agents of the state takes the flag and throws it on the ground. While they're kicking a guy out because he didn't have a vaccine passport. And you know what's crazy about all this? Instead of the people in New York standing up and dealing with that corrupt said governor that replaced a corrupt governor named Cuomo, isn't it interesting? Instead of dealing with her, they fight over her unconstitutional edicts. Oh, my gosh. You know how stupid people look when they fall into that little category. But look what's happening in New York, friends. 13 New York counties that's being reported right now. This is in fact, 2 days old, I believe. December. No, 8 days old. Forgive me. 8 days old, so you can rest assured, friends, once you start watching the dominoes drop, there's going to be more that are going to drop with it. But we have 13 New York counties fighting back, refusing to enforce a new mask mandate, okay? Oh, well, folks, I would love to tell you what, when people ask me, you know, what's the resolve, I just always point them to Scripture and I say, this is the resolve. If you truly want righteousness and peace within the gate, then you got to do what the Lord told you to do. Now, if you want to put up with man's commandments, Mark 7, you can do that too. But if you want to do it the Lord's way, go to Isaiah 51, verse 4. Also, read the Torah. Because what you're putting up with today, the Lord told you not to put up with. He told you not to tolerate it. And if people are really grateful for the sacrifice given for their freedoms, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Said it 1,000 times. Need to say it 1,000 times more. Now I want to move over to this, because this is going to make many people angry, and I hope it does. You guys all know who this is, right? This is CNN, Communist Network News. You know, those that have been busted lying to you 1,000 times over. You know what? I got to bring it up again. You know, folks, what's insane here is I can say the same things for the next 17 years. I've been on the radio for 17 years. And how many people agree with the truths of what are being told? And it keeps coming around and coming around and coming around. And it keeps coming around because it's tolerated. But when I think of what I'm about ready to show you, and I showed you earlier, Candace Owens. How is it that she has been granted favor with the President of the United States? Same thing with Ben Shapiro. How is it that their websites are unimpeded? How come they have Facebook pages? How come they have YouTube pages? How come the best that you have in Fox News, how come they have websites on Facebook unimpeded? YouTube websites unimpeded. Why? Because I've said it 1,000,000 times, and I want you to hear it again. They're not a threat to what you're sick and tired of. Do you understand that they are actors put into play to appease you? Nothing more, nothing less. Look at Ted Cruz. Look at Trey Gowdy. Look at Jason Chaffetz. Look at Jim Jordan. Look at Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay, going into politicians now. Isn't it interesting? They got Facebook accounts and they got followers. Matter of fact, we had more followers on our Facebook account than Fox News did. You know, and isn't it crazy that they go unimpeded? Isn't it interesting CNN and MSNBC? Isn't it interesting that ABC and CBS, isn't it interesting that they have Facebook pages that go on unimpeded? And how many times have they been busted lying? How many times? But they're still there. Why is it that they have YouTube pages that are unimpeded? They're not interrupted. They're never called in to check. All the while, we know that they have been lying to us for decades. Doesn't that tell you that they're not a threat to the establishment? In other words, they don't represent the American people because they don't represent American law. Okay? So, now having said that, you've all heard of Marjorie Taylor Greene. She comes on the scene out of nowhere, right? And what's interesting to note, she comes out of nowhere and instantaneously she just starts what? She just starts attacking the said establishment. You know, wearing a mask, this mask is worthless as Joe Biden, or she's got another mask on like she does here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Isn't it interesting she's got a Trump mask on? See, it's not a one nation under God, it's one nation under Trump, according to these people, or their favorite politicians. But do you hear this, America? Jeremiah 5:21. You have ears, but do you hear this? Albert Pike, the head of the Masons, said, "When the people need a hero, we will deliver them up." Isn't that what Jim Jordan's been sold to you as? Rand Paul? Isn't that what he's been sold to you as? Isn't that what Marjorie Taylor Greene's been sold to you as? Isn't that what Ted Cruz has been sold to you as? What have they done besides highlight the crimes of those that Americans you tolerate, appease you? Oh, and I could have brought up some more emails that I got today from Rand Paul and how the conservatives are so happy with what Rand Paul did. And look at how he undid so-and-so. Yeah, but did he prosecute for their crimes? Absolutely not. How much money did Rand Paul just make from that little fleece? Hundreds of thousands of dollars off the stupidity of the people that support him. They're actors. Now, let me prove the point here. When you look at, for example, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she compares house mask mandates to the Holocaust. She called them your enemies. And of course, here's the mainstream media blowing up their a little appeasement to settle the conservatives down and to keep them in line. That is controlled opposition. See, the communists know that the best way to lead the or to control the opposition is to lead it themselves. Make it up. And then create it. This is how we're going to control the people. We'll give them heroes. They'll act as if they're acting on the behest of the people that they're supposed to serve. And we'll never, ever bring forth justice. We'll just keep appeasing them. That's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. And it's exactly what they've been doing for a long time in this country. Okay? 1-866-582-9933. I'm broadcasting into 154 cities right now. I'm broadcasting into 53 countries right now. Can anybody tell me that's done otherwise? Can anybody pinpoint one politician or one said president, senator, representative, congressman, congresswoman that has actually brought forth justice? Do you guys know that during the incumbency of the criminal Barack Hussein Obama, who was tolerated by the people for over 8 years, do you know that everybody was complaining about Barack Hussein Obama, but not one of your said representatives drew up the articles of impeachment? Not a one. Hey, folks, I got a question for you. Is America's wounds incurable? Are they incurable? Because I know the resolve that the Lord is looking for. So it's up to us, but are they incurable? If you say yes, it's because you're a part of the problem, not a part of the answer. We're going to come back, and I'm going to highlight Marjorie Taylor Greene, and I'm going to tell you the truth of the matter when it comes to this fraud, and a fraud she is.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. Get out here, Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Google search right now is looking up an article. Oh, my goodness. Is this ministry responsible for stirring up the hornet's nest? Praise God. Praise God. You know, the fact of the matter is I'm not sitting around waiting for someone else to do what I'm called to do. And where I see weakness, I'm going to be all the more strong to do what has been left undone. Amen. That's how our forefathers thought. It's how our patriarchs thought. You know, the Bible says, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And if that's the truth and we really believe that, we're not going to stand by and watch a bunch of corrupt politicians destroy this country. There's no way we're going to sit back and allow that to happen. So let's get back to this really quick final segment. 1-866-582-9933. Merry Christmas. We love you by what we do. Just for the record, check out Isaiah 9:6 when you get a moment. But if you want to call in, now's the time to do it. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com, their social media platforms, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you're on social media platforms right now, the Communist Network News and their useful idiots leading the opposition, creating the opposition. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene compares house mask mandates to the Holocaust. She calls Joe Biden's administration the Nazis. Okay? And she's right. And she's right. I mean, we're hearing more of that with Anthony Fauci all day long. And what is Anthony Fauci doing? Just like a good Nazi, Joseph Goebbels, his teacher, what did he say? Accuse the others of what you're guilty of. Right? Well, this is what I want to show you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com just highlighted this. I'll put it up on social media platforms in just a couple minutes here. Adding more insult to more injuries. Politicians have stock in the plandemic vaccine companies. Okay? I want you to listen carefully. It seems a little hypocritical that the legislative branch, the judicial branch, the White House staff, CDC employees, FDA employees, Pfizer employees, Moderna employees, and illegal aliens have no unlawful mandates put on them, but they want people to ignore the fact by blindly following their misleadings. Now, I want you to keep in mind, I just highlighted Marjorie Taylor Greene, okay? She's selling herself as the defender of the American people, okay? Okay, she's calling this administration a bunch of Nazis. Well, in 2020, at least 13, I'm going to say it slow, 13 senators and 35 U.S. representatives held shares. If you want to know why, nobody stopped this pandemic and these forced compliance measures. It's because 13 senators and 35 U.S. representatives have held shares of Johnson & Johnson, the medical behemoth that produced the single-shot COVID-19 vaccine that more than 15 million Americans have received. I said 15 million. I didn't say 315 million people. No, they want you to believe that a majority of you have received the shot. No, easily, hands down, you have not. At least 11 senators and 34 representatives have also held shares in the 2020 of another COVID-19 vaccine manufacturer called Pfizer. Two representatives of their spouses held shares of Moderna during the same year that the world went down on lockdown in response to the pandemic. You catching on, folks? You catching on to what's going on here? Lawmakers held that these, they love to be called lawmakers, don't they? The law's already there, okay? And they cannot legislate antithetically towards the U.S. Constitution. What they're doing, the law condemns what they're doing, but yet they continuously call themselves lawmakers. No, they're not. They're policymakers, and policy undermines law. But lawmakers held these investments in COVID-19-minded companies as Congress was at the center of pandemic relief efforts. In 2020 and 2021, members of Congress voted on six relief bills together worth nearly $6 trillion. Congress also authorized more than $10 billion to help drug companies develop and distribute vaccines and forced health insurers to cover the cost of getting the shot. All over an invisible enemy that's attacking your God-given rights. It's not the invisible enemy doing that, friends. It's the visible enemy, okay? Policymakers especially viewed the coronavirus vaccines developed by Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and Moderna, which each spent substantial amounts of money lobbying the federal government in 2020. As critical to helping countries around the planet overcome the grip of the pandemic. Who's profiting from this pandemic, friends? It's always found concerning the pill and the jam. Who's creating the chaos? The ones that are trying to bring in the new order. Savvy? The tally of investments is part of an exhaustive, conflicted Congress project in which insiders reviewed nearly 9,000 financial disclosure reports for every sitting lawmaker and their top-ranking staff. You ready for this? Even Republican lawmakers who vocally opposed COVID-19 vaccine mandates also were found to have invested in the vaccination and their manufacturers. Did you hear me? I'm not being facetious. Vivian Scott, the wife of Rep. Austin Scott, a Republican of Georgia, traded up to $50,000 worth of Johnson & Johnson stock on two occasions this year. Austin Scott has bashed President Joe Biden's workplace vaccine mandates, but stressed that he supports vaccines, particularly given that he had COVID-19, he stated, in 2020, and spent several days in the hospital on oxygen. Baloney. Okay. Congressman Scott and his wife own stocks, like millions of American families do, and they follow all laws on trading, said the Scott's spokeswoman. Is what they told the insider. Republican Brooks of Alabama sold up to $50,000 worth of Pfizer stock in 2021 and then was nearly a month late filing on his disclosure. Brooks, an unabashedly pro-Trump lawmaker who is running for U.S. Senate, previously accused the pharmaceutical giant of playing politics with the timing of its announcements about vaccine efficacy data. He owns stock, friends. He's not against it. He's for it. You ready for the next one? Here comes... Dun, 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 dun. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the one that the mainstream media, both what you call the left and both what you call the right, that are blowing her up to be a defender of the people. Marjorie Taylor Greene, a Republican from Georgia, who has decried vaccine Nazis and boasted about not getting vaccinated against COVID-19, was reported owning stock in COVID-19 vaccine makers during 2020, including Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca, according to a financial disclosure she submitted in August. Friends, here's the gist of it. You judge them by what they do. You pull the curtain back on these people. These people are not put into office by other people concerning us constituents. They're put into position by the powers that are tolerated. The same people that put them into position are the ones that are giving them the money to get there in every step and every stage of the way. When you look at these guys, I've proven over and over on the sonsoflibertyradio.com, those that have been sold to you as the good guys are in fact the ones that are giving way to what you call the left. Because they're invested just as much into these vaccine stocks as what you would call the left. And what is the left? The left is the fruit of what you would call the right. And either we're going to get on the right side of heaven and the right side of the Word of God, or we're going to keep allowing these people to rape us, to pillage us, to lie to us, to steal from us, to destroy what it is that we are, one nation under God, or we're going to do it His way and we're going to deal with them. There's no in-betweenites here, okay? Read Deuteronomy chapter 4, read verse 6. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to end the show with just that. Because we are talking now about, is our wound incurable? Friends, it's only incurable if you stand back and allow these that are causing the sickness to continue on. Because us healthy folks need to stand up and rise to the level of expectation and say, enough is enough, and lawfully deal with them. Regardless of what the media says, they need to be rounded up lawfully too. And the people that they work for need to be lawfully rounded up as well. You say that this is wishful thinking. I say, you know what? Don't call yourself a believer because you don't believe in the Word of God. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. Is it the Lord's will that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church? Well, that's what He said. Absolutely, it is. Let me go back to Deuteronomy 4:6. To the world, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and understanding in the sight of the nations, God's moral law. Who will hear of all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and an understanding people. Friends, either we're going to do it His way, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, or we're going to do it our way. And if we do it our way, this nation will be turned into hell. Psalm 9:16-17. See ya.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.